But I wanted to get McDougal in here because he's been with me since the first day.
Oh, what a day that was.
I should have brought that tape in. Of course, I forgot. But yeah. I did play it on the last anniversary show. But it was April 15th of 85 we started. Neither one of us knew each other. We didn't know what was going to happen. I had heard rumors about McDougal. I did. They said, well, Don, you know, he's... you know, he's a pretty straight news guy, and well, I found anything but that to be the case. Found him to be a guy who liked to have a lot of fun, rather gregarious sort, cheapest, tightest man I ever met, but still a man who liked to have some fun, and I don't know how it evolved, I don't know how it began, but we just...
Who cares?
Started doing it.
It just worked.
But a gentleman called the other day and said, on your last show, get McDougal and Gordon both in there, and... So we did. And, of course, McDougal, after four, can't be bothered because he's got the news of the world.
Well, I've hired a substitute for 4 o'clock, so it's I'll be able to stay with you.
Oh, yes. Well, I didn't know what your situation was, John.
Yes, I'm bringing Karen Booth in to present the news at four. And
yes, well, that's wonderful, and I'm glad because then you'll be not having to do the news, Johnny.
You read that very well, Don.
Thank you.
Glad I wrote it that way.